they mean. وما أسألكم عليه من أجر. I'm not asking you for any reward, for any remuneration, for any wages in exchange of the mission that I come to fulfill and the message which I have come to convey. إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. My remuneration and my payment and my reward lie only with Allah, who is the Lord of all the world. أتبنون بكل ريع آية. Now he addresses the sin of the crime that they were involved in. If you notice, every Nabi came to address such a sin, such a crime that had become a norm in the society. Now that is the most difficult sin to speak on, or that is the most difficult crime to address, or the most difficult offense that one has to deal with, because it has become a norm in the society. People no longer consider it a sin. People no longer consider it a crime. People no longer consider it an offense. And that is the most dangerous sin. It's a major sin. It's a major crime. But it has become a norm in society. Look at every Nabi. After inviting his people and after advising them and encouraging them and admonishing them, the first thing he did thereafter was address that sin within the community that has become a norm. Today we find there is the promotion of the LGBT theory, or the LGBT, this community. They are promoting what it is that they think is promoting. It has become such a norm, or they are trying to normalize it to such a point and to such an extent that even our own government, on Thursday, he had passed a bill. In the civil union amendment, civil union bill of rights. He had passed a bill that is a marriage officer. As a marriage officer, you are not allowed to use a gay couple or a homosexual couple to have their marriage performed. So as an imam or as an alim or one to perform a marriage, if you are a marriage officer and a homosexual couple come to you to perform their marriage and to perform their nikah, legally you are not allowed to refuse them. If you do, you will be penalized. You have become a crime. So you become guilty of committing a crime. Whereas you are doing the right thing, and they are committing the crime, but because you have denied them, commit a major sin and a major crime, you become the criminal, and you become one guilty of committing it. So this is one way of how sin, crime, become a law within society, where the one who condemns a crime, the one who looks down upon a crime, and the one who criticizes a sin, a major sin, he becomes a criminal. And this is paving the way to normalize the LGBT agenda. So we find that this was the most difficult thing to do for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the messengers. But that was one of the main missions. And that is why they became so hated and they became so disliked within the communities for this very same reason. So what were they guilty of? They were guilty of extravagance, the people of Aad. They were very extravagant community. And they would build huge palaces, and they would build huge homes, and erect huge buildings without any real purpose. There was really no purpose for them to put up a huge building, to erect a huge palace and a castle. But because they had money, and because that was a symbol of the pride in those days, or in the community of Aad, if you wanted to show how powerful you are, put up a huge castle, put up a huge palace. That becomes a symbol of your power and a symbol of your authority. And you find this in every community and in every nation, that there are certain symbols which reflect a person's authority, a person's power, or a person's influence within the community. So this was how they had displayed their affluence and displayed the power and might that they had. So he addressed now imagine this is now the sore nerve that he is touching on. This is something they don't want to hear about. This is something that they really don't want to change within their lifestyles. So he says to them, are you erecting, are you building, on every height, every high ground that they found, that is where they would choose to erect the palace. So it is camped out, it is prominent, conspicuous, everyone can see it. So he says, on every high ground, are you erecting a symbol, ta'adatu, with no real purpose, real no objective? You might not even live in it, you might not even occupy. Ta'adatu means to do something that is completely beyond necessity, completely beyond necessity. There's absolutely no need for you to go and do that, but you went ahead and you did it. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعًا And you are taking objects of architecture. Objects of architecture. All about architecture. How smart and how appealing they could put up these buildings and erect these buildings and make them look. So he said, وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعًا And you are taking objects of architecture. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْدُونَ As if you are going to live here forever. Why put up something like it, that is completely beyond your necessity, as if you are going to live here forever. So that was the first crime. The second crime that they were guilty of, and that he brought to their attention, and that he openly spoke against, was, وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ And why is it? Every time when you take someone who is responsible for doing something, and you take him and you seize that person, Jabbarin is tyrant. Meaning you are not willing to tolerate any offense or any wrongdoing of any person. The moment anyone says something against you, or the moment somebody does something that is not in conformity with what you do, or somebody criticizes what you are doing, and what you do, you seize that person and you seize them and you take hold of them, Jabbarin, the tyrant. So now you imprison them, and now you punish them, and now you ostracize them as if they are the wrongdoers and as if they are the criminal. This is a tyrant's approach and the way an oppressor does things. So he points out another error of theirs, an open crime that they have committed. He says whenever you seize somebody, you seize them and you take them as if you are tyrant. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ He reminds them once again, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the might and the power of Allah. So he says to me, fear Allah and obey me.